Deeply inspired and motivated and willing to face the dangers ahead, 150 human rights activists from Japan, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Iran are in Tehran as they continue to travel about 10,000 kilometers, hoping to break the Israeli siege of Gaza.
Free, free Gaza!
Bound to pass through Turkey, Syria, and Egypt, they plan to cross the Rafah border on December 27th, which marks the second anniversary of the Israeli offensive against the people of Gaza. The convoy is carrying medical aid and will donate 2 ambulances to the authorities in Palestine.
More than the relief, it's our political point that we believe the siege of Gaza should be withdrawn. We believe that it's a part of a Palestinian struggle, and it is for us a unified response which is emerging in Asia for the struggle of Palestine.
It is the resistance against imperialism that Palestine has become an icon of. That is what has motivated some of us. For others, it's a human rights issue. So many human rights of Palestinians in Gaza, people of Gaza, are being violated.
What has brought me here is misunderstandings with regard to the conflict, because conventionally it's seen as a religious conflict. But I see it more as a question of occupation, you know, colonialism and imperialism.
Israel imposed the blockade on the Gaza Strip in 2007, and the move was supported by the governments of Egypt and the United States. The September 2009 UN fact-finding mission considers it a war crime and a crime against humanity, which can be referred to the International Criminal Court.
The most important message that they are sending is that the issue of Palestine is becoming an international one and no longer simply the concern for Muslims.
The Asia Solidarity Caravan began its journey from New Delhi earlier this month and entered Iran through the southern city of Sahedan near the Pakistan border on December 9th.
The convoy is traveling west, and it will take them 2 to 3 days before they cross the border to Turkey. Gisumi Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.